A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And many people rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go on your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. What a great story of a miracle. No. I mean, maybe we take it for granted that Jesus can cure blind people and lame people and people with leprosy and raise the dead. But here's a classic story of somebody who was a marginal figure, kind of cast aside in a throwaway culture, not an important guy at all, just a blind beggar on the side of the road. And the first thing we see here is it's sometimes those people who have more insight than the rest of us. They see more clearly in the things that matter than the rest of us do. Because the rest of us who can see, we're caught up in so many different conflicting ideas and opinions. We're in a society that's so polarized and divided. And worst of all, we tend to relativize the truth. It's so common we hear it said, like, "Well, your truth isn't my truth." What's the idea of my truth in the first place? There is the truth. But we live in a time where that's not a very popular idea, and we relativize it. And so no wonder we have lots of confusion, and nobody can really tell us for sure what the truth is. But sometimes the blind can see better than we can. And that's the case here with this Bartimaeus fellow on the road leading out of Jericho. He's the one who had true faith. Of all that crowd that was hanging around Jesus and probably angling to get close to Jesus, who knows what all of them thought about Jesus? Miracle worker. Powerful guy. We want to be near him. Celebrity. But Bartimaeus could see something in Jesus that nobody else could see. And we know that because when he cries out, what does he say? "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus, Son of David. What's buried in that phrase is an acknowledgement of the true identity of Jesus, which is a mystery in the whole gospel, right? Nobody really knows who he is. Is he really the Messiah? Son of David means, yes, this is the king that was promised. This is the one who is to come and free his people, Israel. Because the Old Testament always had the prophecy that the Messiah would come from the line of David. He would be a son of David. And he would be a king. And he would free them from their sins. So when this poor blind guy calls out, "Jesus, Son of David," he's professing real faith more than everybody else has. And isn't it always the case, too, that the truth tellers, the ones who see the truth, are the ones who are silenced? The crowd starts saying, shut up, you don't matter. You're just a poor blind guy beggar. We don't value your opinion and what you say. How common that is, our society does that to the real truth tellers. See, he's disposable. He's not somebody who's valued by all the crowd there. He's a reflection of what we do in our throwaway culture, too. Somebody who can't contribute very much, he's not productive because he's blind. What can he possibly do for us? He's a taker, not a giver. And so he's marginalized. But he has the insight, and he knows what matters. So they're trying to shut him up, and he keeps shouting out, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. He teaches us something very important. Persevere in prayer. Persevere in the truth. Don't let them silence you. Speak the truth. And he keeps going on. And Jesus notices that he's the one in the crowd with the true faith, Jesus, Son of David. And Jesus calls it. And suddenly the crowd changes. Oh, okay, take courage. He's calling you. Go ahead. And the gospel says one little detail that I always love. It says he got up immediately and threw aside his cloak and went to Jesus. He threw aside his cloak. Now, if you've ever seen blind beggars and blind people in general, when they're in a crowd, they hang on to their stuff. Because if they leave it behind, they won't be able to find it. But he's not worried that he's coming back blind. He knows he's going to be cured. He's got that kind of confident faith that once he encounters Jesus, once he can speak to Jesus, he won't have to worry about being blind anymore. He teaches us that we have to not only pray with perseverance, but pray with living faith, with that confident kind of faith that Jesus and only Jesus can cure me. And Jesus puts a question to him that he already knows the answer to, because he wants him to think, what do you want me to do for you? Is it just to take away the blindness of your eyes? And the man says, Lord, I want to see. But deep within that I want to see is for a different kind of sight. A sight that's rooted in connecting with Jesus. To see the things that Jesus sees. Your faith has saved you. And then it says, immediately his sight was restored, and he followed him along the way. He became a disciple. He joined Jesus' party. He began to walk with Jesus and follow him. He became a disciple. And that's ultimately what he was expressing as he was sitting there on the side of the road. Lord, I want to follow you. I want to be counted among your own. He's given that gift of sight so he can be a disciple. Let's pray that we have that same kind of persevering prayer in faith for the things we need. That ultimately what we're praying for is to be better disciples and walk with the Lord. Because there's no blindness there. There's only the light of truth. And Jesus says often, the truth will set you free. We need to see the truth about ourselves, about the world, about God. And we need to hang on to that truth in order to be followers of Jesus. And so let's all make that same prayer every day. Jesus, Son of David, Messiah, Lord and God, have pity on us. Because we live in a world of confusion and doubt and skepticism. And the truth is clouded and obscure. Help us see the truth of you and the Father and the Holy Spirit. The real truth. And not the false truths. And help us be persevering and faithful disciples.